An Idaho Senate committee this morning will consider a bill that seeks to allow parents of children with severe epilepsy to access an oil derived from cannabis. Several states that don't allow medical marijuana have made exceptions for the treatment. When the proposal was first introduced last week, it would have been among the least restrictive in the country. As Adam Cotterell reports, now it may be the most restrictive.
Senator Kurt McKenzie's original bill would have made the oil legal and would not have restricted who could get it. But some in law enforcement and state government objected, and the bill was redone. The current version keeps the oil illegal, but provides what's known as an affirmative defense. McKenzie, who's a lawyer, compares it to battery laws. If you beat someone up, you'll be arrested. But if you can prove it was self-defense, you won't be convicted. If the bill passes, people could be arrested for possessing the oil. But if they prove to a judge they're using it to treat a child with severe epilepsy, they won't go to jail. McKenzie, a Nampa Republican, says when he first started working on the legislation, he thought it would pass easily.
Other states have done this that are as conservative as Idaho. They didn't have the same kind of opposition. I was surprised by the amount of fear that was expressed.
McKenzie says even if the bill passes the legislature, there's a chance the governor could veto it. Reporting from Boise, Idaho, I'm Adam Cotterell.